Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the college2pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests if you ever miss these shows in their entirety. And today we have a young man on the program. He hails from UCF, one of the breakout receivers of 2020. Fantastic career as well, and there's so much to talk about. He was first-team All-AAC. He led the conference in receptions. I believe he was eighth or ninth in the entire nation in receiving yards. 129 yards per carry. Five of his eight games this year, he went over 100 yards. I could go on and on. But with that said, Marlon Williams, welcome to the program. How is this afternoon treating you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. I was excited when I knew that we were going to get you on tonight because I just think there's so much to talk about. But before we get into all the awesome things that you bring to the NFL draft table, I remember seeing you against the Tar Heels where the play broke down, your quarterback scrambling around, and here you come streaking down the sidelines. Not only do you make the catch, but there's three Tar Heels about to tackle you, and somehow you just stop, you juke to the left, and you just burst right another 20 yards into the end zone. Can you take me through that play?
Man, we work scramble drills every day, honestly. So, I mean, it was just going back to practice and what we practice every week. And me and Dylan got a little connection we had going on. So I knew he was going to throw me the ball. I mean, I saw them guys coming at me. They were running full speed. There's no way they're going to be able to stop. There was no way they're going to be able to stop and tackle me.
No, and they did it. They looked foolish, and you looked fantastic. Now, have you always been that guy growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee? Were you always that kid making guys miss and getting in the end zone for six?
Man, you want to hear something funny? I played center until I was about in the sixth grade. And
nah.
Well, I played center my fourth or fifth grade. Played my fourth or fifth grade year. And moved me to tight end when I was like in sixth grade. Then when I started playing middle school football, I moved to receiver, and that was my first year ever playing receiver. Seventh
wow.
grade.
Wow. Well, I know our tagline for Twitter and social media when we start tweeting your stuff out there. We're definitely used. You were a center till sixth grade, and then lo and behold, you become one of the top receivers in this 2021 NFL draft. So I guess middle school, adolescence, if you will, you start becoming a playmaker. How did you start trending towards that receiver position?
Even my freshman year in high school, I played quarterback my freshman year in high school. And when I got to varsity, they tried to move me to safety. I was there for maybe 2-3 weeks. I was like, yeah, this is not going to work. And then I moved to receiver. Ever since then, I mean, I've been making plays.
Now, that one year at quarterback, I got to ask you, Marlon, when you got to UCF, were you kind of always in the ear of the coaches saying, let's do some trick plays and let me throw it?
Oh, yeah, I always want to do trick plays. I think my sophomore year we were playing against Pitt. I was supposed to get a double pass, but McKenzie threw it over my head. It would have been a touchdown if he would have completed the pass. I was pretty upset about that one.
That's awesome. That's awesome stuff. Now, for you, this 2020 year, I mean, your player is a true freshman. You played in all 13 games, and I think the trajectory you've just pointed all the arrows up. Time you arrived there, and you've continued to blossom. But this past year, 2020, I mean, you really blew the roof off everything. I mean, you put yourself on the map. What was your focus going into this final year? And not only that, doing that while everyone dealt with COVID-19 and all the protocols that went into just you being your best?
I mean, honestly, it was just, I feel like it was just me taking advantage of my opportunity. You know, when I first got there, we had Traquan in front of me. Then we had Gabe and Snelson the following year. So it was just finally, I was happy that I finally got that opportunity. Regardless of COVID, I wasn't going to let that opportunity slip away. And I just wanted to show everybody what I was working for and how good of a player I knew I was.
And you've done it. Once again, Marlon Williams, the standout UCF receiver, taking some time joining us here on the C2P. Now, you were down. Well, I shouldn't say you were down, but you did the virtual Shrine Bowl. Everything like a normal Senior Bowl type thing, but it was virtual this year. What was it like just for you to work with some NFL scouts in terms of them knowing who you are, just not seeing a guy on tape?
I didn't even get to like do a lot of things on that because I had like I think around that time I had just had nose surgery, but I got to fill out some questions. I had a little sinus thing I had to get the surgery on. It wasn't nothing serious, but. It was just I got to talk to some teams. I did some interviews for like through. I did some like some questionnaires and stuff. And but I mean, other than that, I mean, I didn't really get to do too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was virtual anything. You probably got the gist of it. Those brief encounters with NFL teams, though, did they give you any positive feedback? Put any pep in your step from what they told you?
I mean, everybody know what I can do on the field. Obviously, by my film, they just want to see what I can run, and I'm gonna show them that I'm faster than what they think on pro day, definitely.
Yeah, that precious pro day. I mean that 40 time, especially at your position, Marlon. That's a deal breaker for a lot of guys. And if you nail it, man, there is no ceiling, man. You're gonna be off. I can't wait to see you do your thing. Now. I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if we threw you in the film room, they're breaking down tape, they're watching you do your thing at UCF, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those, I call them your hallmark home run type abilities that they're going to want to put you on that 53-man roster?
I mean, I feel like what I do without the ball in my hands, I mean, you turn on the film, like, I'm a guy that likes to block for my teammates. I'm happy with other guys on my team. They're making plays. I'm a team guy. You can line me up anywhere, honestly. And I feel like I'm gonna make plays. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm special at what I do without the ball in my hands. Like when I get the ball in my hands, you're not gonna take me down. But at the same time, you can line me up anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I love about you. I mean, watching you do your thing and you're tenacious. I mean, you're one of those receivers where I don't know if you relish contact, but you don't shy away from it. I mean, you almost – sometimes I think you go looking for the DB to hit. I mean, what's it like when you get that ball?
Honestly, if somebody's in my way, I'm going to make them get out of my way. That's how I feel. Like, I'm not – I've always been the type of guy, I'm not going to let the first guy tackle me. So – I mean, I credit it to my park ball coach. Like, I started playing football when I was 4, and I've been a physical player ever since. I mean, I honestly, I'm a guy that loves contact. I know most receivers won't say that, but I love contact.
Anyone who hasn't seen you play, I can validate that. I'll vouch for you. And anyone who's seen Marlon Williams do his thing, they're definitely saying, yeah, I'll also raise my hand and say, this kid, I'm telling you, he's tenacious. He loves it. This is your show. I mean, scouts know everything they need to know, but if there anything that they don't, I mean, weight room warrior, team captain, maybe the offense you ran, you couldn't showcase other skills. Maybe you're great in the community, film junkie. What do these teams need to know that can just put a little bit more oomph into your draft grade?
I mean, I love to play football. I mean, any chance I get to get better, whether it's film, be on the field, in the coach's office, like I love being around. Like I'm a guy that loves to be around. I'm a great leader too. A lot of the young guys, I feel like they kind of looked up to me. And they came to me when they needed problems because, I mean, I went through a lot, like playing every game my freshman year to not seeing a lot of playing time my sophomore year. So I know how it feels to not play. I never gave up. I mean, I could have easily transferred, went to another school, but I stuck it out. I mean, I'm a fighter. I'm a fight for whatever I gotta get.
I love it. And you talked about Taquan and Gabriel Davis and those guys. I mean, what are they putting in the water, I guess, at UCF? I mean, the coaching staff, how do they get you guys so ready for the next level?
I mean, honestly, with Taquan, my freshman year was Coach Walters. He was a great coach. Like, he played in the NFL, and he was a great coach. He helped us with a lot of stuff. He was a Lincoln Card winner, so, I mean, you're going to learn a lot of stuff from him. And then the new receiver coach that we had, Coach Wyatt, he was a great coach on and off the field. He coached in the NFL, too. He coached at a whole lot of places, whole lot of different places. So, you know, it's just the coaches, honestly. I think the receiver coaches that I've had have been the best in the country, honestly.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, when you look at that list of receivers from your school, and then you just think about how many receivers in the nation actually make it, and not only make it, but have an impact in the NFL. I mean, it's astonishing, really, when you think about it, what you guys are doing down there in Central Florida in terms of getting these receivers. And you're one of them, Marlon. I mean, you're right on the same trajectory. I mean, you're doing all the things we need to do. That pro day rolls around. I mean, besides your 40, is there any other – I know you want to knock all of them out of the ballpark, but is there any other one particular drill that you're really stoked that you think you're going to wow these guys with?
Oh, my vertical. I don't think they understand how I can get up in the air. my broad jump, too. It's just I'm just going to show a lot of people. I'm going to prove a lot of people wrong on what they think about me. That's how I went into training, just trying to prove people wrong. I mean, did everything I need to do on the field. I got to show them what they want to see.
You do. What's your pro day date?
Our pro day is April 1st.
April 1st. I'm writing it down, and then I'm putting it in your book. And then that morning, I'm definitely sending you a text and tell you to knock that thing out of the ballpark. Marlon, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little fun with our guests before we let you go. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. We call them the double D. Are you a better dresser or a better dancer?
Both. But if I had to pick, it had to be a dresser. I'm a better dresser.
So you're definitely taking – I mean, if you're going out, you're going to the gym, you're going to make sure you look good when you're going?
Nah. Only if I'm going out. That's it. if I'm not going out nowhere or I'm not trying to impress, I'm gonna put on whatever I gotta put on. It's just whatever I see, I'll put it on.
I like it. How about this one? If you could go back, win one game that you guys weren't able to win in your career, who would you like to go back and beat?
LSU in the Fiesta Bowl, because I feel like we really let that game slip away. We had them until we had all the momentum until we had a penalty on defense, and literally that changed everything. But I feel like if I can go back to one game, that'd be the game.
And ain't it crazy how that momentum does change? You just sense it.
Oh, yeah. And when I first got into college, I didn't really understand what my coaches meant by that. We won every game, so I really wasn't paying attention to it. But after that game, it opened my eyes a lot.
The final one before you, Marlon. Draft is going to be around, I assume, that weekend, you're going to be with family and friends celebrating this next football journey. The question is, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Man, he's trying to get me in trouble. My grandma.
So you got
my mom,
a lot of good cooks.
It's a tie. Yeah, it's
okay.
A lot of good cooks. Anybody who gets on, anybody who cooks, how about that?
Any specialties? Anything in particular that you want those guys to make?
Probably candy yams and chicken, fried chicken.
Ooh, candy yams sound good.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you
you
can't pick one, then you've been blessed with some good cooks in your family, Marlon.
Yeah, I just can't pick one.
Man, well, hey, I was super stoked. I know our audience was excited to hear from you because there's such a positive vibe. And April 1st, hey, man, it's your time. It's your time. Do what you got to do and knock it out of the ballpark, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me on. Appreciate you for giving me a good look.
Yes, sir. Once again, Marlon Williams, the standout UCF receiver. This kid, again, watch his tape. He just breakout season, and he's continued to grow and grow and grow. And I love him. He reminds me of a little bit of a Anquan Boldin, but a little quicker. Not as bulky as Boldin, though. I mean, I just, you know, because Boldin was a tough guy. And Marlon Williams is a tough guy. You know, you look at the fancy stats, but you might fall asleep on that. But I mean, he mentioned it earlier, man. He likes contact, and you're going to see that in his game. And I think any NFL team is going to love a receiver that has a little gutsy inside of him. And this is definitely that. And we haven't even got to the playmaking part of what he brings to the table. So many positive intangibles. I could go on and on, but we're almost out of time. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.